This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Two men shot dead in separate incidents. One house destroyed and four damaged in a blaze at Risk Road, St. James. The BUT welcomes CXE's decision to reverse plan to remove four technical and science subjects. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness grateful for the job opportunities provided for the homeless for World Cup. And Member of Parliament for the city pleased with the restoration efforts at Wellington Street following a major fire. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Two men have been shot to death in separate incidents, one at Free Hill Blackrock St. Michael and the other at Hearts Gap Christ Church. The police say that their operations control room received a report via telephone about 9:50 p.m. stating that there was a shooting incident at 4th Avenue Hearts Gap St. Michael. Police personnel responded and on arrival encountered the motionless body of 32-year-old Chad Rowett of Prout St. Thomas. He was pronounced dead at the scene by a medical doctor. Meantime, police received yet another call around 9:58 p.m. An anonymous person reported multiple gunshots fired at Boyce Road, Freehill Blackrock, St. Michael. Police responded and upon investigation learned that one man was injured and transported to hospital, where he was later pronounced dead while receiving treatment. The deceased is 30-year-old Raheem Brathwaite of Melvins Avenue, Blackrock, St. Michael. A house has been destroyed and four others damaged in a blaze at Risk Road, St. James, yesterday evening. Fire Service Divisional Officer Marlon Small tells Starcom Network News they got a call at 6:24 p.m. The fire service responded with three tenders from the Arch Hall, Bridgetown, Port, and Worthing stations and 16 fire officers. One home was destroyed, two extensively damaged, and two slightly damaged by radiating heat. Two adults occupied the destroyed home. In total, 10 people were affected by the blaze. The Barbados Union of Teachers has welcomed the Caribbean Examinations Council's move to reverse a decision to discontinue four technical subjects, technical and science subjects. CXE's CEO and Registrar, Dr. Wayne Wesley, on Tuesday revealed that they would be taking steps to ensure greater uptake of their science and technology-based courses. BUT President Rudy Lovell also suggests that these specific areas should be made more appealing. He believes the council should also engage regional stakeholders on various matters.
As the premier examination body in the Caribbean, CXE holds a critical role in the continued development of this region and must strive for operational excellence. The Barbados Union of Teachers suggests that CXE engage with regional organizations, including the Caribbean Union of Teachers, to gather insights on various issues affecting the examining body and students. Furthermore, CXE should explore ways to make these subjects more appealing. One potential approach is to organize regional or national competitions in these subject areas, which could foster greater interest and enthusiasm among students.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness made good on its promise to assist members of the homeless community with employment during the ICC Cricket World Cup in Barbados. A cleaning crew was seen maintaining several areas in the city in an initiative that was set up by the government and the local organizing committee for the World Cup. President of the Alliance, Kimar Safri, tells Starcom Network News he's grateful that the community were included and remains hopeful that they can be of service for other major events.
Obviously, we see this as a big thing because we are glad that we can be inclusive of any such activity. I think that literally out of all the countries that are hosting cricket, Barbados is the only one that have actually included the homeless to be a part of such activity. So we have to take that into consideration and see that the government and the National Organizing Committee is forward thinking as it relates to inclusion in these events. And we're hoping that, beyond this, it could be more, especially in the crop over season.
He said they're already getting requests from other key sectors of society to lend assistance.
We have been getting some calls about long-term employment for some of the clients when they finish. We also have been getting calls for more collaboration with the business sectors. So we think that this is a good start. It's nothing new for us that in terms of providing employment for the homeless, once we rehabilitate and reintegrate persons into military society, we've always been able to supply them with jobs, but not at this level and not for such event. We are thankful that this could actually set the trend for people to be able to see that, the homeless people have the ability to work, and with the opportunity, they could actually get out there and do things.
President of the Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri. A cricket administrator in Barbados believes Cricket West Indies should have pushed harder for the International Cricket Council to have more testing or testing of more pitches at World Cup match venues across the region. Manager of Marketing and Communications at the Barbados Cricket Association, Stephen Leslie, expressed concern that not enough testing was done on pitches before the start of the ICC T20 Men's Cricket World Cup. Mr. Leslie was speaking on the Leading Edge program on the Beat 104.1 FM yesterday.
I'm curious to look at the type of negotiation that would have obtained across the region with the pitches. And this is what I mean. We were awarded the Cricket World Cup late last year, either November or December. And since then, obviously, each of the different Caribbean territories would have worked very hard on getting their stadia and, you know, their pitch and field. And this would have also obtained in the United States. But I'm very curious of the nature of the negotiation related to the pitch testing. And pitch testing allows you, after doing excellent renovations of the facility, to know how the pitch will play. And I believe that a lot of that negotiation from the Caribbean perspective should have been a lot more forthright towards the ICC, meaning that we should not be discussing now how Kensington Oval is playing.
He believes Barbados should have hosted more matches.
We should have had at least 12 matches, and I'm specific with 12 because at the Kensington Oval facility, there are four pitches that are operational that will be rotated. So three matches each on those four pitches. So that's why my number is 12. And I understand that there was a token practice session or two given to the Kensington Oval. And I think that that is something that should have been more forcibly negotiated, that we in the Caribbean, particularly Barbados, have a history of hosting wonderful cricket matches. I mean, we can call matches from back to Lawrence Rose 302, Brian Lara's famous 150. 1999, and you could come through. So in 2024, pitches at Kensington Oval should have been tested. There should have been at least 12 matches.
Manager of Marketing and Communications at the Barbados Cricket Association, Stephen Leslie. Residents of Wellington Street in the city are on the path to restoring normalcy after a major fire displaced 25 people last month. The fire, which broke out in the early hours of Sunday, May 5th, destroyed six of the 16 affected houses. City MP Corey Lane says he's impressed with the swift progress in rehousing and the assistance of those affected by the fire.
People giving quotes for the cleaning of it. SSA started it. BTA was there. UDC was there to looking at the rebuilding already. And that's not something that normally happens. Normally you have people, fire victims, languishing for a while because of the bureaucracy, the time it takes. I want to commend the agencies for working fast. All those who would have lost their home, thanks to the Ministry of Housing, they've been rehoused on White Park Road on Solaris. The Ministry of People Empowerment, Elder Affairs, their reintegration unit, have had the others housed at the Labour College, where they've been given the food and the different housing and the things that they need until their properties can be repaired. Even those with smoke damage, heat damage, they've seen some assistance. So I think that they call me all the time and they tell me, you know, we are grateful for the pace that we are moving at in relation to getting all of them back to some level of normalcy.
Meantime, Mr. Lane appealed to his constituents in Kensington to avoid illegal dumping that poses health risks and safety risks.
Only on two occasions we would have had flood in the city since I've been in office, and both times it had to do with the blocking of the flow to the pumps. When I went in there, you know, as you say, leave from the front, the number of bottles and other items I wouldn't even call. That's why we're in this together. The SSA has a role to play, government has a role to play, but the citizens of Barbados also have a role to play to ensure that you dispose of your garbage and recycle your waste appropriately. So my message is, really and truly, when you drop that wrapper there, you could be flooding out your own home. When you drop that wrapper there and it settles water, you could be getting yourself dengue. So for me, we need to work together and put together a plan with the SSA, and we are working together in the city, and the SSA also has a plan. I love my city, and it's been brought into I love my country.
Member of Parliament for the City of Bridgetown, Corey Lane. And finally, the New York Police Department will be revoking former President Donald Trump's gun permit following his conviction on 34 felony counts last week in Manhattan. Possession of a firearm by a convicted felon is a federal crime. The former president's gun permit was initially suspended after he was criminally indicted last year by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Recapping the headlines, two men shot dead in separate incidents. One house destroyed and four damaged in a blaze at Risk Road, St. James. The BUT welcomes CXE's decision to reverse plan to remove four technical and science subjects. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness grateful for job opportunities provided to the homeless for a World Cup. A Member of Parliament for the City of Bridgetown pleased with the restoration efforts at Wellington Street following a major fire. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. We'll